Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for your Eagles update. The Eagles kicked off their second week of full-team organized team activities at the NovaCare Complex on Monday. LeSean McCoy was the league's rushing champion in 2013 as he thrived in Chip Kelly's offense. At only 25 years old, McCoy already has the franchise's career rushing record in his sights. The All-Pro offered a glimpse of what could be in store in 2014.
I mean, Coach Kelly has his own way of coaching and the type of chemistry we have here, and I like it. You know, we have our leaders, and we follow Coach. We follow Coach. We do all the right things. He's big on all the small details. That's what we give him. You know, we come out every day, work hard at a fast pace. You know, we try to have the upper edge against other teams, you know, so I like the new attitude that we have here.
The Eagles bolstered the depth of the running back position this offseason when they acquired the dynamic and versatile Darren Sproles from the New Orleans Saints in a trade. With over 5,600 career all-purpose yards on Sproles' resume, McCoy looks forward to seeing what the two of them can do on the field at the same time.
To be honest, I think Sproles really helped me out. Just another option, another type of look formation that teams might have to be aware of. And also to keep me fresh. You know, leading the league is definitely a great thing to do. Running around with the belt is definitely fun. But just being productive, you know, if he takes some of the load off, you know, in that fourth quarter I'm fresh, you know, I know a defense won't like to see that.
The Eagles moved up in the second round of this year's NFL draft to select wide receiver Jordan Matthews out of Vanderbilt, who studied game tape of the Eagles before his pre-draft visit. Now that he's a full-fledged member of the team, Matthews updates his progress as far as learning the offense.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, no pressure being able to play around such great guys, you know. I mean, I think the Eagles believe I can play in the NFL, so I just got to come out here with that confidence to try and make plays every day. But, you know, it's definitely a good feeling when you can look around and see, you know, probably the best running back, you know, in the NFL, a great quarterback, a veteran tight end, you know, another great tight end, two great receivers outside you. So it's a good situation to be in. I'm just trying to come out here and work as hard as I can.
Linebacker D'Amico Ryans is coming off arguably his best season as a pro. In 2013, Ryans had 177 tackles, 4 sacks, and 2 interceptions, all career highs. Now as the defense enters its second season under Bill Davis's watch, there is tremendous room for growth. As a leader of the defense, Ryans and his teammates are relishing the potential for this unit in 2014.
Of course, it's another year in understanding each other a lot better, understanding what Billy is trying to do defensively. I think the relationship has grown a lot, and well, I kind of know what he's thinking, know what he's, you know, going to call in certain situations. And you know, I think overall the whole defense has just grown because we're more comfortable in what we're doing.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.